It's about that time. In a minute, I'm Atina.
What's the matter?
What are you doing?
Drew got his mic taken away.
Mickey Mouse took their pants off and tickled them.
A booba.
Rabu.
It's not drizzle great. My whistle.
Not great.
Knizzle my whistle. Fizzle.
Where are we putting ever. That?
Kyle! Damn it! Welcome to Just Fun with the Fellows, episode 13.
13.
Loud things out of my hands. Your keys messing
get this
out.
Man his fidget spinner.
No, it's good. We're crashing today.
You see the big news?
No.
Uno is now legal to gamble with in Vegas.
I did see that.
A whole hotel.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That is a terrible idea.
They have a whole floor of a hotel.
Do you know how much money we could make?
People are going to lose their lives.
Dude, we're nasty.
Dude, I just want to know what rules they're using.
I lose my mind over a plus four when we play. Imagine that.
Could you imagine our game
in
Vegas
for $1,000?
And our games last like
2 hours,
dude. I know. You could throw $5 on a game and you could be there for 45 hours.
They have to be playing like standard.
Yeah.
Like you can't keep picking up.
Like, well, whatever the rules on the box are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's
how it works. I think you just pick up one.
I have no idea.
Dude, that shuffle hand card.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's a fun one.
Terrible.
Oh, man. That's going to ruin some friendships.
Oh, yeah. I think that's going to ruin some lives.
Maybe.
I think they're just going to keep playing until they win.
It might.
How do you even base that? Like, that's not like a skill game either. That's like a full...
And no, it sucks skill. Because you're like, I'm going to hold on to it until I need it, but then you hold on to it, and it's your last card, and you're like, whoa, now
that
what?
Is true, but like, you know? Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. I don't think it should be in Vegas.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's kind of dark in here, don't you think?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Our sign guy forgot the sign.
Yeah. I was off duty last
week,
so.
We had to give him a sign.
Sponsors guy.
Sponsor's pissed.
That was good.
I might get fired. Maggie got a foster puppy.
She did?
She did.
Oh, yeah, she was talking about that.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. It's a black one. Four legs and a tail.
Nice. Healthy.
So cute. Played with it last night.
No, you picture
and today. Oh, no, I could find some, though.
Does it have a head?
Yes.
No, just four legs and
yes,
a tail.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yep. Go on, do the.
That would have been nuts.
The Facebook.
The mom posted? Or did she?
Mom.
The book chat or whatever it is.
The book chat.
Oh, that's cute.
Very cute puppy.
Hmm. She looks confused.
She's always confused. She's very curious.
How old?
Weeks.
Weeks.
Months.
Old?
I don't know. Less than a year.
You ask him
3 months?
No, didn't ask anything. I could see that as a real possibility.
Office.
Very realistic timeline. All right. I got a lot of topics today, so let's roll right into this.
You would have just cut it out. What?
You gotta do the intro.
What do you want?
I want to say my riddle, but I can't until you...
Riddle me this? Is
no,
that
you gotta Thank do you. Something else.
Yeah,
you do.
Honestly.
Make it a little bit more jazzy.
Throw I like jazz jazzy. Yeah.
Riddle me this?
Nope. In the camera.
In the camera.
Riddle me this?
There you go.
What travels around the world but doesn't move?
Us.
No.
Rock.
No.
Rock.
What travels around the world but doesn't move?
Yes.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't. I
do.
Say it.
The moon.
No.
The moon always moves.
What travels around the world but doesn't move? Oh.
You forgot about orbit.
because the moon
solar
moves.
I'm giving him extra science questions.
This guy. All right, the sun doesn't move, but we go around the sun.
Sun?
No, not the sun.
You're thinking too big.
Yeah, I feel like it'd bring down to like
yeah.
ocean or something.
Nope, bring it down.
Travels around the
you
world.
You know how big the ocean is?
Hold on. It travels around the world, but doesn't
it move. It doesn't move.
The word around?
Oh.
No, that'd be cool.
What?
Would it be the equator?
No, that's good, though. Yeah, I like that answer. Uh-huh. Good answer. Good answer.
Is it along those lines, like the latitude lines?
No.
Oh.
It's really stupid, to be honest.
Is it real?
Yeah, it's a real thing. You probably have one in this house. Probably many.
Spoon.
I mean, you need them. You use them all the time, actually. Spoon? You yeah. use them for Buzz 30.
Phone?
No.
Okay.
Camera?
Travels around the world?
My mind?
Kyle's mind is everywhere, though. You
never use that.
No, he uses it too much. It's all over the place.
Like, I guess your computer would.
Smaller. Think smaller.
Instagram?
Think smaller.
Your air's...
Smaller.
Smaller than air?
Smaller than air.
Jar of pickles.
Smaller. Smaller than that.
A penny.
Adams.
About that size.
It's about that time. In a minute. I haven't seen it.
To pump it up.
It's about that size, Drew.
About the size of a penny?
About the size of a penny. Some are a little bigger, some are a little smaller.
Sand.
Nope. Think bigger than sand.
A bouncy ball.
About that size.
Big bouncy ball.
You're stretching it.
Small bouncy ball.
Oh, you're stretching it.
Travels around the world, doesn't move.
It does not move from this one place, but it travels all the way around the world.
Mona Lisa. That never moves. No one ever touches that thing. I think it's nuts that the Mona Lisa is across this, like, the way. Did you see the other painting?
Oh my God.
Across the plane
was so much better.
Yeah. There's so much more detail, so much more, like, it's incredible.
It's huge, too.
It's massive.
It's like 40 by 20.
Yeah. And everyone goes for the Mona Lisa.
And everyone just goes and looks at the Mona Lisa.
Everyone's seen the Mona Lisa, like.
I've printed out a picture of that before.
Mona Lisa?
Yeah, for a project.
Hey, what's the stupid answer?
We stole Mona.
Do you want the answer? Because you got two more riddles to go, so.
Yeah,
Skipology.
Sure. Do you want the answer?
Sure.
It's a stamp.
A stamp? Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
Oh, I heard
like
that
postage.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome, yeah. Chris. Mm.
Yep.
Damn it. It's a good one.
I knew that one, too.
Nice job.
Okay. I'm light as a feather, but the strongest person can't hold me for 5 minutes. What am I?
Emotion.
Sorry. What am I? What am I? That's your hint.
Strongest person can't hold me for 5 seconds?
You can't hold it for 5 minutes.
Air. Wind. Evaporation.
Your breath.
Yeah. I give it to Kyle, though. He pretty much had it. That was good.
I feel like people can't hold it for 5 minutes.
Someone probably could.
Like the divers. Like the
oh,
divers.
Yeah. Probably. So yeah. Scary. Yeah. Last one. What begins with a T, has T in it, and ends with a T? Begins with a T, has T in it. And ends with T.
The Boston Tea Party.
Tea.
I already guessed that one.
Oh. No, like the drinking tea. The letter T.
Actually, you went further.
Like a T. Like a golf tee.
Ah, no, man. Oh. Come on. You were right there.
T, 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 T.
Begins with T, has T in it, and ends with T.
Lunch?
Iced tea.
No, that doesn't end with
that
tea.
That starts with iced, you silly goose.
Tea.
Come on.
Tea time.
Titty. Breakfast.
What?
You start with tea and then you finish with tea. And then sometimes you sip your tea. Oh, when you're sick.
Nope.
And you have tea.
No.
I prefer my water clean.
What begins with T, ends with T, and has T in it?
Gosh, so it's going to, you know, be like one of those spelling ones that ends in T-E-A.
What?
Right?
No.
Like it's a word. That like
well, it's T-E-A, a word, yeah.
Like, is the last three letters of it.
No.
T-E-A is in it.
What?
Yes.
No.
No.
I wasn't sure if you were playing the words of, like, what has a T
Oh, no, no, it's not that.
No, no, no. It like, has,
it's just
like,
what
it has T-E. Like,
what begins trailer, with T word. Has T in it and ends with T. You're right there. You guys.
This sentence.
God, so close.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
That ends with X. T.
Have a T-rific day.
T.
T party. T. T ranchola.
T.
T. Did you get it?
T.
TP. TRT. Steroids.
Party.
Cool stuff. T.
Cane sauce. I like cane.
T. T hitter.
T.
Tea time. Teapot.
Yes, Kyle.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Dude. I don't think that should have taken that long.
No, probably not. But I was...
yeah. That. Well, nice good job anyway. Good work, guys.
I call it a kettle.
Good. Rank roulette.
Okay. Put my thinking cap on.
Yep. Get your thinking cap on. All right, Drew is in the lead 4-1. Kyle, lock in, dude.
Kyle put his thing down.
Lock in, dude. Okay. Can you guess the top 10 smartest animals on this here planet?
I know it's not on there.
Kyle.
Drew.
Okay, I'm going to go pig.
No.
No?
No pig.
Hmm.
You cannot have pig.
Damn it.
Bacon. Dude, okay, pause the game. Name me a better smell than bacon being made.
Campfire.
Fresh bacon.
Campfire.
No.
Wood burning stove.
No.
Chicken cutlets.
No. Ribs.
No.
Yes.
You are losing. You've lost the game.
A smoker.
You've lost the game.
No.
I have. You have won the game. But still, I asked this because Maggie's sister and mother. Maggie told me that her sister and mother don't like the smell of bacon being made. I thought it was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was crazy. Hmm. It's probably the best. One of the best smells out there.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have it
for sure.
Can we get back to the
game? Okay, yeah. Okay, let's get back to the game. Kyle, you're up.
Rhino.
True.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to get back to the game. If I guess humans, are you going to be like, it's not an animal.
Is that your guess?
Yes.
It's not an animal, you idiot!
Fuck you. It is an animal.
Are we going, like, specific species?
Yeah, can we just get your genome?
Like, if I say gorilla, which I'm saying gorilla.
Gorilla's on there.
Yeah. So, is that monkey?
No.
No,
it's not monkey. Those are two separate things.
Monkey.
But gorilla is, that's also not...
What is that?
Get specific.
I have to get more specific than monkey?
Mm, well, you lose.
What?
Why do you have to get more specific than monkey?
Because it's not on there.
Oh, okay.
Crow.
Yes. I knew I saw it.
You know you can trade with crows?
I know, dude.
It's nuts.
You know they'll remember you for 10 years?
Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah. Dolphins.
Oh, that was my next one.
Yes. Dolphins are number 4. Crows, yes. By the way, crows, ravens, and magpie are one.
Yeah, thing. That was going to be
they're,
my guess.
They're just there. One. Yeah, yeah. They were at number 6.
What numbers do we have?
Lots.
No, like that we guessed. That, like, what was the gorilla?
Oh, gorilla was 7. So you've got 4, 6, and 7 guesses so far. Drew's in a 2-1 lead.
Dogs? I feel like they're kind of...
Number 10 for dogs.
Squeaking in there.
Squeaking in there. Welcome to the list, dogs. It's good to have you. By the way, dog, wolf, fox, coyote.
Okay, yeah, I was just going
to... Number 10.
Loop those all in there?
Yep.
I feel like a fish will be up there somewhere.
A fish? Come with a largemouth bass?
Maybe like a shark?
You cannot have shark.
Octopus.
Oh, damn it.
You cannot have octopus.
Oh, really? Really?
They're really smart.
Like, I know they are.
Are these animals that we're going to, like...
One of them you probably won't get.
Okay.
But the rest of them you should be able to figure out.
A rat?
No.
They have close genomes to us. So
I know Ratatouille, too. It's like... this can get confusing.
That's where I was going with that.
Ever seen Flushed Away?
No.
Oh.
Is that a movie?
Yeah. It's about rats that get flushed away.
Thanks. Thanks for letting me know.
Horses?
No. Horses are so stupid. They're movie. Dude, they're just dumb. I love horses, but they're just, they're stupid.
Get out of here. I mean, big, dumb animals.
Come on, there's got to be some animals floating around in there.
No. Chicken?
No. They might even chicken? Be dumber than horses, dude. I don't know. They are stupid.
They are pretty dumb.
Oh. You would want me to get more specific than a bird, right?
Yeah, but it's Kyle's turn anyway.
Eagle.
Nope.
Hawk.
Nope.
Elephant.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Elephant number 5. Kyle has evened it up.
Oh, yeah!
Woo!
Come on.
Yeah!
Parrot.
Boom!
Oh,
number 9.
Damn.
Oh. Number 9.
Parrot. 3-2 lead for Kyle.
Let's see. Let's see.
That's
let's
five.
See. Let's see.
Dig in there, Kyle.
Cheetah.
No.
Oh.
Leg.
I feel like ants are pretty smart. They have those massive cave systems.
They're crazy strong.
Mm.
No.
Damn it. Fucking jocks.
I know. Idiots.
Toucan?
No. Pull that one out of your ass.
I thought they would, since they like break the...
Yeah.
No.
A bat?
The nuts?
Nope. No bat. Remember when I said get more specific than monkey?
Orangutan.
There you go, Kyle. There you go. Orangutan, number 2.
Getting crushed.
4-2 lead, Kyle.
Owl.
Nope.
Damn. Ooh.
You cannot have owl. Not allowed. Drew, it is your turn.
I like Owl from Winnie the Pooh. You ever seen that?
Which Winnie the Pooh?
Like the cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Used to watch it.
What have we gotten so far?
You have orangutan, dolphin, elephant, raven crow magpie, gorilla, African gray parrot, dog wolf, fox coyote.
What numbers are you on?
You have 10, 9, 7... 6, 5, 4, 2. So do math.
That's what we have?
Yeah. So 1, 3, 8.
1, 3, and 8?
1, 3, 8.
What's the smartest animal?
What is the smartest animal
out
there?
He's stalling now. He's just stalling because he doesn't have one.
10. 9.
A penguin.
8.
Bear.
Seal.
Dude, if they were smarter, they would not be eaten by sharks all the time.
They do like the ball trick.
The actually cool. Yeah, you're right. I take it back.
Yeah.
Orca.
Bang! Damn. Kyle, number 8. Carney, you're still in the game here. You got to get the last two. Kyle, to close it out.
Cockatoo.
No.
Huh.
Would you guys like a hint? You have to both consent to it.
No, not yet.
He just wants it to be on his turn.
I will randomly...
I'll let it go.
I'm
going to
randomly give you this
a hint.
One.
After this one, I'll take the hint. But
you'll take the hint?
No, after... When it goes back to you,
oh, okay.
You can take the hint.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Because it's all Mr. O.
Exactly. He gets too competitive.
I do. I hate that.
Both of you are that way. That's why it's entertaining for me.
It's way too... Like,
You say
that. I need to win.
That's the whole reason.
You don't do it. Dude,
that's the whole reason I started keeping scores, because you guys get really into it. It's fun.
You need win.
It's a good time.
You say it like you don't need win, too.
10, 9, 8,
I was tracking
7, 6,
restart the timer. Restart 5,
10,
9. You already guessed that.
10, 9.
You change your mind.
You're talking about like
7,
happy feet and stuff.
6, 5.
They don't actually do
4,
that. They don't actually serve.
3, 2,
a snake.
One. Ooh, no.
Yes.
I do like that guess, though. Yeah.
I felt the pressure.
Yeah. Kyle?
A beaver?
Nope.
Damn.
When I said monkey.
Chimpanzee.
Carney is in it.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is the one I don't think either of you will get.
Turtle.
It's still monkey related.
Oh, it's still monkey related.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess. You said turtle.
He did say turtle. He did say turtle.
Spider monkey.
Please hold. I'm trying to figure out.
Can I see what a spider monkey is?
It's the small one.
The white one?
Yeah.
Okay. It is not a spider monkey.
Baboon.
No.
Is it the one from Night at New Museum? The like darker one?
You can't give him
if
that.
If you pull this, dude. If you can pull this.
You know there's only one actor? But like, the monkey was the actor. That's the only monkey that could do that stuff? Like, could only act?
It is not a cappuccino monkey.
Damn it.
Oh, see, that's what I was thinking. The cappuccino.
Yeah, that was going to be the next one.
Glad we cleared that one
Good
out.
Thing you got that off the board. Begins with a B. We could go to the two tiebreakers if you guys opt out, but you both have to agree.
No, yeah, I kind of want to.
There is two tiebreakers.
Baboon. I feel like I already said that. Just said that. That's
it. Does begin with a B, though. One more guess.
The Baron. No.
Oh. Is it the one that the wise guy is in The Lion King?
Rafiki?
Yeah. What is he?
I don't know. What kind of monkey is Rafiki?
Probably is.
You know, because he's so wise.
Is that the only one we have left? Is the monkey?
Holy crap. He is. That's not him. No.
Why'd you say holy crap?
I forgot what he looked like.
scared him.
Yeah. Because he looks so pleasant here, but when you see the real one, you're like,
Oh, yeah, those are scary.
Yeah. Look, that's Rafiki, and then you just, whoa. You know?
All right. So, what type of monkey was it?
It is a bonobo.
Don't know that.
I didn't think you would. So there's two tiebreaker ones because I thought that you might have trouble with that. So that's why I took down two so we could. Mm. So, Drew, you have the chance to guess the number 13, but it is Kyle's turn.
Ooh.
So Kyle can close it out.
Yeah.
If he gets this right. If Drew gets it right, then we go to number 14.
Is it one that was already said? Wow.
It could be one that is already said, but it also might not be. To be honest, don't remember. Sorry, I don't remember all 100 guesses you made. God.
Rhino.
No.
Pig.
We have a game! Man.
Good call.
All right, number 14 for the tiebreaker. Ten. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six. Five. Four.
Penguin.
No.
Oh my gosh, they're not that cool.
He loves penguins.
Surf's Up. Incredible movie. They don't actually surf.
They're pretty cool.
Mr. Popper's Penguins. Ooh. The one did the hang gliding.
I love that one.
That penguin is sick.
The penguins and Mary Poppins? They do the dance?
Madagascar. How about those penguins, dude? Yeah. Those are good penguins.
Those are cool.
Kowalski!
No boom boom.
God. What was the dumb one's name?
Something right?
Yeah, something like that.
You just cough up everything.
Dynamite.
Rafalski?
Nah.
I feel like that's it.
Rafalski.
That doesn't
Kowalski.
Sound right.
I feel like it's Kowalski. Kowalski.
Rico.
Rico.
Rico. Rico Kowalski, skipper, and private.
Private.
All right, Kyle, we're going to be starting the shot clock on you shortly.
Was Rhino part of the ones that I guessed before?
You should guess Rhino again.
What was it?
Oh, it could be anything. This tiebreaker could be anything. So you could be one you guessed.
Number 14.
No, I did not count number 14 into Rhino. No.
Octopus.
No.
Damn it.
Oh, I walked guess. Kyle right into that one.
Lion.
Nope. Five.
Four. Five.
Yeah, go quicker.
Yeah, this should be lightning round. Three. Two.
Spider?
No.
Toucan?
No.
Can we get the species?
Nope.
Damn.
No, you cannot.
I would have if he validated your shot clock, but he counted down to five, and then he just kind of sat there until
he did. He goes five.
Then he waited.
We had a malfunction with the clock.
It's all right.
That happens. Five, four, three, two, one.
Blue Jay.
No.
Oh, that was a good guess. Cardinal?
No. I knew he was going to say that. Such cool birds. Different colors and whatnot.
Black bear.
No.
Owl.
No.
Bat.
No.
Eagle.
No.
Hawk.
No.
Is it a bird?
No.
Cheetah.
It has four legs.
Does it look like a cheetah?
So does a cheetah.
What? It has four legs. No.
Cat.
Boom!
Damn, what? It
no!
Yes.
How's it taste, Carney?
Suck it!
You know, all this guy cares about is winning. He has to win.
Watch, now he's going to be all pissy the rest of the episode.
4-2. Ah, oh, it's going to be a fun episode. Oh, I love
gonna
it.
He's going to be all,
we're going to we get to play another game where you go against each other. Oh, yes.
It's going to suck if I win twice.
Dude. Oh, man. Next
I'm
up.
I'm not even thinking about it.
We're going to try something new here.
I've already watched the last loss off. I'm moving on.
Yeah, okay. You're still thinking about your pickleball loss.
Break that rearview mirror off and throw it in the garbage.
Nah,
Eyes forward, Drew. Come on.
He keeps like four of them.
Yeah, he's got extra ones.
He's got the bus.
I got the camera one here
and the side views. You can see everything, dude.
He's got everything.
God, all his fears are chasing him down.
All behind him.
All right.
They catch up close.
We're gonna try something new here. Kyle's gonna cut it if it doesn't work because I don't know how much these people know about sports, but. JFFS WTF, just for fun sports with the fellas. Today, we have some sports trivia.
Red Sox are doing great. They've done 10 straight. Sorry, just kind
of... Did that get snapped?
You did great. Huh?
Did that get snapped?
No,
did they play again?
It's the... when they all play together.
All-Star.
All-Star break, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Which we lost. But we lost in... A home run derby show off, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah, cool. That is cool, actually.
Yeah. But, I mean, baseball right now is just not playing right now, so it's fine.
Yeah.
All right, let's see the sports trivia.
All right, so the sports trivia, here's how it's going to work. I have 8 questions. I have 2 from each league, NHL, NBA, MLB, and NFL. You will each get 1 question from each league. Whoever has the most right at the end wins. Are we ready for some sports trivia?
Yeah.
Who wants to start it off?
Kyle won the last one.
Oh, true. Okay, Kyle, you're up first. We're going to the NHL first.
Okay. Little,
how well do you know your puck, buddy?
Me save puck.
He knows
puck
it pretty
is
good.
Black.
Okay, can you name all the original 6 NHL franchises?
Chicago.
Ding, ding, ding.
Boston.
Yep.
Toronto.
There's 3.
Canadiens.
Yep.
Edmonton?
Nope.
How many wrong guesses does he get?
I'll allow him three strikes on this because there's a lot of answers to it.
Three strikes and you're out.
Three strikes and you're out, yeah.
That's strike one.
What's the original six?
They were the original six.
There's six of them.
Yeah, there's six of them. Yeah. That's a hint for you.
Yeah.
It's a hint in the question. They're original, too.
If you asked a younger Kyle, he would know this off the top of his head.
I know, dude. I was going through some of these. I was like, you asked me this 10 years ago, I'd be rattling them off like that.
I'm missing one right now. But I feel like...
You have Chicago, you have Boston, Montreal, and Toronto.
I think I know.
You get two more guesses, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Unless you get it right. Pittsburgh, eh. Okay. You have two strikes, buddy. Two more.
Flyers.
No. Oh.
Is it Detroit?
Yeah.
And Detroit. The Rangers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice, Drew. Nice.
1-0, bitch.
Bam. Attaboy, Carney.
I don't know why I blanked on that.
All right. To stay in the NHL,
yeah.
Drew will get his question now. Drew, which NHL team has the longest Stanley Cup drought currently? You only have one strike because this is easy as shit. Easy as boop. Use that.
Montreal?
To steal.
Can I say the two that I'm thinking in my head? But
you may think out loud
then say
and
it.
Then lock in an answer. You may think out loud.
I answer Toronto or Edmonton. Because they haven't won.
Because they suck.
It's the Whalers. Trick question.
No, this franchise exists still.
Toronto. Going Toronto.
Yes!
Nice, I knew it right when he said that.
Wow, you guys swapped questions there. That was awesome.
Yeah, we should just...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right, Kyle.
1-1! Bitch! Damn it!
All right, Kyle, we're off to the NBA. Kyle, your question is, which team drafted LeBron James in 2003?
The Bulls? Chicago Bulls?
Cavs.
Nice, Carney.
2-1.
All right. Which team did Shaquille O'Neal win his first championship with?
See, that's a hard question.
It is a hard question.
He's used with six. Six teams? I don't know. He is one of the few guys to wear every single color in the rainbow.
That is very fun. I like that. Very flamboyant fact.
But I feel like it's the Lakers.
Is that your answer?
That is.
Ding, 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 ding. Attaboy, Carney. Way to know your ball knowledge.
Ball is life.
Ball. He's a baller.
He's creating a new chicken brand. You hear that?
No, I didn't.
Jack?
Yeah.
Of course he is.
He's got a chicken place coming.
That's
in,
awesome, dude.
In Mass soon.
We'll have to try it. I like my fingers.
Not as good as Cane's, but, you know.
Oh, we haven't had it yet. We haven't had it yet.
I don't care.
Imagine we get sponsored by Shaq.
That'd be cool, dude. Cane's.
I mean, Shaq's pretty cool.
Shaq is dope.
He is cool, but...
All right.
Maybe he'd give you one of his pizzas.
We're off to the MLB. Oh, jeez. Baseball! Who holds the single-season home run record in the MLB?
Babe Ruth.
That is incorrect. Incorrect.
What?
Excuse I don't know. Me, go ahead. Say it. Give me an answer.
Ricky Bobby.
Shake and bake. You know, I'm thinking...
Cal Naughton. Don't think, just do. Nike. Do it!
Oh, Nike. I thought you said Mikey. I was like...
I don't know.
No.
I would not have gotten this one.
I think it's a Roy's guy, right?
Back right. when that was legal.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm assuming, yeah,
Jackie
but
Robinson.
I have no idea.
No, it's not Jackie Robinson. I don't think he's got...
Judge is incorrect. The correct answer was Barry Bonds.
Yeah, he's a Roids guy. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah. Okay, so no points awarded on that one. All right, Drew.
He played for the Giants.
Which MLB team has the most World Series championships? It is a kind of, you would think it's easy, but it's kind of a trick one. Well, you know, it's kind of a toughie. Because there's just so many teams that won so much.
Shut up.
Sorry.
I have my guess. It's not going to be right. I got mine.
He's going to say Red Sox. Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking the Yanks, the Dodgers.
Okay. Screw you. You can't say Yankees in here. Get out of here.
The A's. Because I know they're good for a while. I'm going to go Dodgers.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Yankees?
That is correct, Kyle. Way to steal it. Nice, dude. All right. Drew is in a 3-2 lead now. And we are.
I can't believe it's this close.
I was nervous about you. That's why this is a test run.
I know, it's a test.
Yeah. Okay. NFL. Football.
Tom Brady.
Rob Gronkowski.
All right, Kyle. Who has the record for the most career receiving yards? You don't know that?
I don't think so.
Oh. Not football fans in here.
I mean, I'm not a names guy.
Edelman.
It is not Edelman.
Damn it.
Not Edelman.
Odell Beckham Jr.
No.
Wes Welker.
Shut up.
Rob Gronkowski.
Mr. Primetime.
Tom Brady.
No, he doesn't.
He's a running back, though.
Patrick Mahomes.
Deion Sanders was running back?
I don't know.
Can't remember. He lost both of his big toes. That's why he can't run anymore.
That's unfortunate.
That actually sucks, dude.
It does.
Think of Asian cuisine. Just give me an answer, dude. I don't know how to tell
you. Dumplings.
I don't know. Incorrect. The correct answer was Jerry Rice.
That
was a good hint.
Yeah.
I thought that would spark something. Jerry Rice? Yeah. I thought that would spark something. That I don't know. Sense. Okay. Drew, which two teams are tied for the most Super Bowl wins, and how many wins does each team have?
And how many?
Oh, my gosh.
What is this?
You can just say the teams. What are the teams? Do you know them? Know the teams.
Off the top of my head, I don't. Can I get a minute to look up?
No.
Worth
a
shot.
Yeah.
I know one. Patriots?
It's not your turn.
I don't think so. Cowboys?
We're going to need two teams here.
Well, is that one of them?
That is not one of them. No.
Okay.
Now you only get one more guess. That sucks.
Patriots and Packers.
No.
Damn it.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
You know he has like more Super Bowls than like most
people.
Teams.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Like most teams combined.
Is the Packers one of them?
Do you really want me to say now?
Well, no. Is he still guessing?
Yes. Go ahead. Say it.
He knows the Cowboys aren't one of them.
New England and Packers.
That was his guess, dude.
New England.
Don't let him guess again.
And Steelers.
Bang, Kyle!
No way!
No way! No way! Holy crap! Damn Come it. On, Kyle!
Damn it! It's tied, right?
Yeah! 3-3!
Oh my god!
And I didn't have a tiebreaker for Barry!
What are you doing?
Holy
no.
crap!
Oh my god!
Da bass!
We're going to go send
Take
it over
me out to the ball game.
Oh, my
Man,
God.
Man, we're going to send it over to Drew to do a quick ad read and a word from our sponsors while I prepare a tiebreaker.
Don't shop Buzz 30. This guy, the owner
See?
Of this brand,
he's
is
in
an
all
asshole.
Pissy mood because yep. he lost.
He's upset.
I haven't lost yet.
He lost one game already.
I don't know. It takes a while for the shorts to get there. I'd order anything other than shorts. It's been like 3 months. Shirts are good. Hats are clean.
I didn't know we were in a rut.
New hat press.
All right, Kyle. This is crazy. This should be right up your alley. Okay. Who was the first goaltender to score a goal in an NHL game? The very first one. For the win.
Hmm.
I don't know, so whenever you're ready.
That is a hard one.
It's a very hard question. Actually, neither of you are probably going to get this.
Didn't it happen in
I'll tell you the 90s? Team he played for. The New York Islanders. That's the team he played for when this happened.
Oh, Wayne Gretzky.
Obviously.
Did it happen in the 90s?
I believe it did, yeah.
Because it was nuts.
No. Okay, sorry. 1979.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I will not.
Yeah. Can we get a question that one of us will know?
Sure. The correct answer was Billy Smith.
Never heard of him.
It's the most generic name.
Should have guessed it. Okay.
Finding one will know.
Finding one that's not too easy but not too hard. Dude, what even is this question? What is the minimum number of games required to win a best of seven series? That's just math. That's not NHL. That is math.
Four.
FUGPT. FUGPT. Okay. What team did the Hartford Whalers become? And what team did the Quebec Nordiques become?
I take it back. Well, do I?
It's your well. It's your go.
Carolina Hurricanes.
Okay.
And the Nordiques became the Vancouver Canucks.
No.
The Nordiques became.
This should be the final.
You got the Hurricanes. Until. You got the Hurricanes. Yeah. So should we just make it the Nordiques one?
Yeah.
The Nordiques became. Quebec came
yeah,
the
Leafs. Yeah.
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
No.
Damn it.
Toronto Maple Leafs used to be the Toronto St. Pat's.
That is cool. I like their St. Patrick Day.
Nerd.
It is cool, actually.
Is it's it a Edmonton? Sick jersey.
It is not Edmonton, no.
Is it a Canadian team?
I will not say.
Well, Montreal is an original 16.
So is Toronto, dumbass.
Damn it. I mean, is there any other, there's no other Canadian teams, are there?
There's actually seven of them.
How many? We named three. Four. Canadians. Leafs.
Mm-hmm.
Edmonton.
Vancouver.
Vancouver, yeah.
I like the NHL.
What else is up there? Nothing. Snow. I mean, like, where
it's not a Canadian team. It's the other two are Winnipeg, or sorry, the other three:
the
Winnipeg, Ottawa, and Calgary. But it's not one of those. I'll eliminate those for you.
Okay.
Still a lot of teams north or south of the border.
The Quebec. What was the
Quebec Nordiques?
Team?
Was the original
Nordiques
team? They played out of Quebec.
Yeah.
They had cool blue jerseys, no?
So cool.
Red. Yeah. With the red.
Yep.
Baby blue.
Yeah. Awesome jerseys.
Yeah.
It's just clearing my throat. I want Kyle to win two games in a row.
The Kings. I don't know.
Not
this.
The Kings, no. There's tons of teams in the NHL. Just start rattling them off.
There's a lot.
A lot.
Phoenix?
They don't exist anymore.
Well, I guess Utah?
No.
I was just naming states.
Well, the Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah.
The Mammoths now.
Yeah. Tusks up.
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
That's a Tusks up, Mammoth. That's going to be the new thing. Sick as hell, man.
Is it a shitty franchise?
Like? No, I mean, no. No, they aren't. They've had their moments where they weren't too good, but so every team has.
The Avs?
Wow.
Yes!
The Colorado Avalanche to lock in the very first sports trivia win. Good job, Drew. Kyle, nice. You made it interesting. Thanks for playing. You did welcome. Fantastic.
It's going to get cut.
Hey.
Okay. How about a break from the competition?
No!
Best 2 out of 3.
Yeah, right, 4 out of 7.
How about a break from the competition?
3 out of 5.
Let's do a little buzz
4 30. 4 out of 7.
A little buzz 30 blind ranking. He's so angry, dude.
5 out of 8.
The blind ranking.
Who plays 5 out of 8?
Set. It's 5 out of 9.
I was going to say, that doesn't even add up.
5 out of 9.
Okay. Today's blind ranking is the best Pop-Tart flavors. Because I like Pop-Tarts. Cinnamon brown sugar.
Number 1.
Yeah.
Thank God you're in alignment there.
What's it out of?
8? 1 through 7.
7?
Yeah. 1 through 7. S'mores.
I'm going to need you to grab a fidget spinner or anything that will keep your mouth not touching the mic. I really don't want to listen to
you. Dude, look at him.
Do you like keys, Drew?
I'm not giving noise. You my keys. Just...
Oh, no.
No. Great, dude. Oh, that's perfect. Nope, too loud.
Damn it.
As long as you don't break it.
Is that Alyssa's?
Yeah. No, it's mine.
You never know, dude. I wasn't judging. All right. S'mores.
S'mores.
Abooba.
Babu.
4?
S'mores 4s. Pay attention,
this
dude.
This is my buddy now. I've lost, so now I'm mad.
S'mores, where you want to put it? Work together with
wherever
him.
Wherever Kyle wants it. That's fine.
4.
Oreo.
You just said that.
2.
Oh, you said s'mores.
2.
2? Yeah, Oreo sure. Should be 1. Easy. Chocolate fudge.
Ooh.
20.
20?
I thought it was out of 6.
It's out of 7.
Oh, shit. I like chocolate fudge.
Yeah, it is good, actually.
Yeah. I don't eat Pop-Tarts often.
3?
Sure.
3? Frosted chocolate chip.
Never had it.
It's very underwhelming.
Not a lot of frosting on there either.
No, it's like a drizzle.
It's a drizzle. It's more of a drizzle. Drizzle. Yeah. Mm. It's not
drizzle
great.
My whistle.
Not great.
Knizzle my whistle. Fizzle.
Where are we putting that?
5, 6, 7.
8, 9, 10.
6, 7.
5, 6, or 7.
Yeah, we'll keep it in the freezer.
So 6? So
we'll
6?
We'll put that on ice and we'll get back to
it. Is that 6 then?
Drew, you gotta decide one.
7.
Alright. Sucks.
Frosted blueberry.
Oh, 6.
Should have been 7.
Never had that.
Frosted strawberry.
2? Is 2 open?
Oh, I like you got 5. Good. You got 5.
That's the only
that's all you have open.
That was the quickest list ever.
Yeah, that was.
Okay, can we get back to the game?
Honestly, we should have just scratched that.
Yeah, that was bad.
No, that was super easy. That's a clip in its own.
That is a clip, yeah. Okay, so here you go. 1 through 7, cinnamon brown sugar, Oreo 2, chocolate fudge 3, s'mores 4, 5 frosted strawberries, 6 frosted blueberries, 7 chocolate chip.
Why'd you jump like that?
I had an itch on my eyebrow.
I think that's like...
You gotta get it quick?
Yeah.
That's a good length clip right there. Might not even have to cut it. Okay.
All right, today.
We got 2 more games left.
Oh, jeez.
2 more games. The first game, fact versus fiction.
Tell what the score is right now.
Oh, that's a double. That's a teamwork one though.
I have made it so that it can be a go against each other.
Oh, all
right. But it's 1-1 right now, and if
that
two
would
games,
be so
okay,
funny.
So this could be a work together then, if you
be
want.
Tied.
That would be so
but
funny.
I like this one.
What's
I think
the,
it's
what's
fun.
What's the game after that?
Fifth grader.
Oh my God.
That's not really like against each other game.
Kind of is. Only one of you can graduate.
That's not true.
No,
yeah,
you
it is.
Fail. You can both graduate because if you get
no,
yes, you fail.
That's why we have tiebreaker questions. Why do you think we have tiebreaker questions?
I was very
questions?
Confused
only one
the rules because last week, whenever I was reading it, and I passed.
I passed.
You said that you needed 3 out of 5 to graduate, and then Drew didn't get 3 out of 5, and you
didn't
graduate.
Exactly.
So
how is that competing against
you? If you both get 3 out of 5, that's why we have tiebreaker questions, because only one of you can graduate a week. But you could both fail.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Still doesn't make sense.
But... Makes perfect sense to me. It's funny when you both fail.
Hey, Chris, did you and Aaron both graduate each year together?
We should test him one week.
You graduate?
We should no, test. She stayed back.
We should test Aaron
every year.
Every year, every time.
We should test you one week.
That'd be fun. I would like
I'm going to come in with like the hardest and weirdest question.
Okay, if you are
page 14
to open heart surgery.
Oh shit. I knew this one. Damn right. It.
Go ahead.
All right. Fact versus fiction. I give you four facts and you tell me which two are fake, which two are real. I have made two up. Drew's bored already.
I am.
Thanks for coming, Drew.
You're welcome. I'm here.
Okay.
Working hard.
All right. Round one. Ding, ding, ding. Right. Here's the first fact. It rains diamonds on Jupiter and Saturn. Here's the second fact. Humans only use about 45% of their brains. Here's fact number three. Vikings wore horns on their helmets during battle. Here's number four. Bananas are berries, but strawberries are not berries.
So, hot take here. Number three, I just learned this on a different podcast. They are Vikings didn't actually wear horns, and it was just an interpretation by an artist. If you trust me on that one.
Yeah, I do.
We're going to say that one is fiction. Oh, we have to lock in all of them?
You got to lock all of them in.
Oh,
yeah.
I know for a fact
it'd be too easy if you could just go one for one.
So we got true on that one. And then the berries thing.
Bananas are berries, but strawberries are not berries.
And then I've also, but
the thing with that is bananas are all genetically clones of each other. So those aren't.
They also have seeds, so that makes it a berry.
Yeah, but so does strawberries.
Humans only use about 45% of their
brain. And I think I've read somewhere that that's true.
I know that we don't use all of our brain, but I feel like he could have just been like, well, it's actually 44. I changed it.
Oh.
I don't know.
So
I want to do 1 and 4 are true.
1 and 4 are true?
Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
Number 1 was the diamonds.
Yeah,
I feel like
4 was the bananas and berries.
So is this the part where we can go against each other?
Dude, sure. Honestly, I mean, go for
it. I'm going 1 and 2 are true.
1 and 2 are true, and you're going 1 and 4. Drew is correct. 1 and 4 are true, so.
Oh, the berries. Oh!
Oh, Kyle.
Oh.
Too late, you lose.
I meant it was the bear.
Too late. Sorry, that stinks. Drew wins round one.
What was number two again?
Octopus.
Two was humans only use about 45% of their brains. That is false.
Oh, yeah. So what is it?
It's like 90-something.
Oh.
Round two. Ding, ding, ding. Okay. Here's fact number one.
Wait, there's more?
Yeah.
There's three rounds.
Oh, I thought you... Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, missed the part.
Fact number one. Butterflies can taste using their feet. The Earth's gravity is strongest at the equator. The inventor of the Pringles can is actually buried inside of one.
He should be killed if he's not dead. Thing's ridiculous.
You don't like it?
You can't even get the
yeah,
Pringles.
I'm with him on that one. Like, come on, man. Just one of the glue stick things. That's all we need.
Right there.
In first grade, Albert Einstein failed math. What do we think?
I thought there was four.
Did you say four? I said four, yes. Shoot. Butterflies can taste using their feet.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
The Earth's gravity is strongest at the equator.
I think that's false. Think
the inventor of the Pringles can is actually buried inside of one. And in first grade, Albert Einstein failed math.
1 and 4 again.
Yeah. Going with him.
That is incorrect.
Is it 1 and 3?
It is 1 and 3. Oh. That dude is buried in a Pringles can.
I thought Albert Einstein failed something.
Not math.
He failed second grade math.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I just made that up, so.
Imagine you made it up and it was a
rubber. Dude, that'd be nuts. That'd I didn't. So I should have fact-checked that.
You should have fact-checked that.
That'd be crazy. Look that up. Round three. Ding, ding,
you
ding.
You know I can't type and read it.
No, keep going. I want to hear
that's because that's not what that is.
I thought that was a nut fact. I was actually going to talk about the Viking helmet thing.
Really? Were you? It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
If you look up, did cool. ALB... It goes to, did Albert Einstein believe in God?
I don't care, honestly. You know his eyeballs in a museum?
Did Albert Einstein have children? Did Albert Einstein marry his cousin?
Fail first grade. That's what we're looking for.
That's just type that one in. Did he fail first grade math? Really hope not.
An entrance exam to the Swiss Federal Polytechnic School on his first attempt, which is due to poor performance in non-scheduled subject.
That's okay.
Not first grade math.
Next question. First grade math. On to the next.
Next round.
Okay, round three. Ding, ding, ding. If you touch a baby bird, the mother will abandon it and kick it out of the nest. Sharks are older than the rings of Saturn. Some turtles can breathe through their butts. There's no way I was going to read that with a straight face. The Northern Ridge Bear is known for being the most deadly to humans as they are super aggressive if confronted.
I think the bear one's false because I think it's polar bears. I think polar bears are a lot more mean.
What was the second one again?
Sharks are older than the rings of Saturn.
You know what I do know, though, is sharks are older than trees.
Yes.
I did learn that one, too, on another podcast.
Well, that's not the rings on Saturn. So
but...
Look at... We should be an educational podcast.
How do you... Yeah, how do you figure out how old Saturn is compared to...
History.
I think they test the rocks.
They ask how old it is.
On Saturn. They just go, hey... how long you been around?
The materials of the rock and the rings and figure out. I'll look it up after because I don't want to give away the answer.
Yeah, look it up after.
So,
if you touch a baby bird, the mother will abandon it and kick it out of the nest. Sharks are older than the rings of Saturn. Turtles can breathe through their bums. The Northern Ridge Bear is known for being the most deadly to humans as they are super aggressive if confronted.
I'm going 1 and 3 are true.
I'm going to go 2 and 3.
2 and 3 are true?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 Carney! Wow. 2 and 3 are true. Sharks are older than the rings on Saturn, and some turtles can breathe through their bum holes.
So
isn't that nuts?
Why was I always told that if I touch like a baby bird?
So you
bird,
don't touch a baby bird.
It's so you don't touch it. I don't know. I've put like 3 back in their nests. So.
And mother doesn't kick it out?
No. It's fine.
Maybe you smell like a bird.
Maybe. Or maybe birds just have bad smells. They can't really smell a lot. I think that's probably what it is. But
yeah. Rings of Saturn. Oh, you are.
What's the most deadliest bear?
I don't know, but that was a made-up bear.
They measure their mass.
Oh.
I think it is the polar bear, though.
Because I've heard they're angry.
Yeah, dude, they're nuts. Yeah, they're nuts. All right. Drew?
Yes.
Kyle?
Oh gosh.
Today we're gonna see if Drew can pass 7th grade and
that's
we're
all the time
see
we got here.
If Kyle can pass 6th grade. Okay. Drew, you're up first. First up is math. Since you're a 7th grader.
Come on, do another percentage.
Do another percentage. Your questions are a little harder than Kyle's.
Kyle gave me the trick.
Drew, what are the first 5 multiples of 6?
6?
Mm-hmm.
12?
Mm-hmm.
6 times 3 is 18. Times 4, 24. 30. How many did I need? 5 or 6? 5?
You got it. You got it. Okay. Well done, Drew. Good job. Drew has passed math.
Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer.
I didn't know if I needed 6. I was prepared to keep going.
Yep. Okay. Well done. All right, Drew, science.
42, 48, 54, 60.
Shut up!
66.
What type of energy 72? Is stored in food? 30 seconds are on the clock.
Potential?
Okay, wrong. 30 seconds are off the clock, because that was incorrect. Kyle to steal. Can you steal?
Confused because you have
I mean what type of energy is stored in food?
I guess I'll throw my other one out there. Kinetic.
That is incorrect. We're looking for,
I was going for potential.
We're looking for chemical energy.
Oh,
nerd. You only seem smart if you ask all the questions.
Yeah, I know, it's great. I love it.
I mean, I can only get one more wrong.
History. What writing system did ancient Egyptians use?
They cut them into the stone. What's it called? 30
seconds on the clock.
Engraving?
Is that it?
Yeah.
No. No. Kyle to steal.
I feel like this should be a multiple choice.
They cut them into stone. They have the stone tablets, and they chisel it out.
Yeah, there's a name for it. There's a name for the writing system that they used. The system of
the
writing.
The Egyptians?
The Egyptians, yes. Kyle to steal. Work! I don't want to go.
I'm going to have to spell right. Damn it. What's it called?
Kyle has a chance to steal. Can you steal?
They use scribed.
Scribe.
Nope. We were looking for hieroglyphics.
Oh.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Carney got me all psyched
tough
out.
One. No, that's a tough one. All right. Drew?
Christopher.
Geography.
Oh, gosh.
What ocean lies between Africa and Australia? 30 seconds on the clock.
The Indian.
You got it. Well done.
That's the second time you pulled out the Indian River.
Well done.
It's the only ocean he asked me about.
Is it? Really?
Yeah. Because last time he had to name all the seven continents. And then
and the oceans.
And the oceans. Yeah.
Okay.
How many oceans?
Four.
Five.
Can you name all five? You're on seventh grade. Yep, probably not.
I don't have to. That was 2 weeks ago. Question.
Okay. Over here. I'm over here. Yeah, I'm over here. Okay. What is the correct version of the word "there" in this sentence?
Oh my gosh! I was thinking of this question.
Really? No way! I came up with this on my own.
But I was thinking of this "where." I was thinking of "where."
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was like, all
right, so here you go.
I used "where" today, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's gonna ask me the question.
I'm gonna give you the sentence. Okay. Here's the sentence: Mickey Mouse took their pants off and tickled them. Is it there?
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. Hold on.
Dude.
Did you come up with the name?
What?
You can't use that sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Use a different
what
sentence.
What was unexpected? No, that's perfect. Say it again, please.
Okay. I was trying to just be out of pocket with
it. No, that's awesome.
Okay. Mickey Mouse took their pants off and tickled them. Is it there, or there?
Their pants off. As in someone else's pants?
As their pants.
Yes.
Yes, someone else's pants. Took pants off.
The possessive is...
It's not that serious, dude.
The one with the I.
Spell it.
I-E-R.
Spell it again.
T-H-E-I-R.
Yay!
Yes!
Nice, dude. Well done. All right. Drew, sorry to say, you pass!
Yes!
Nice.
That's
all the time we got here today.
Kyle.
Happy octopus.
Can Kyle pass the sixth grade? Let's find
happy
out.
Octopus.
Kyle, math. If five notebooks cost $15, then how much do eight notebooks cost?
Like, all together?
How much?
No,
okay, so if five notebooks cost $15,
yeah,
how much do the eight notebooks cost? I need a damn whiteboard or something.
I need a damn whiteboard when you ask me these questions.
So you ask me like...
I'm asking you.
You go
so
to the store.
You go to the store. Someone buys five notebooks for $15. You say, I want to buy eight notebooks.
Oh.
How much does that cost?
Oh, okay. So, I need a second.
Yep.
So,
start the timer, goddammit.
I'm starting the timer.
Start it!
You get minute 30.
So,
why does he get a minute 30?
Minute 30, because he actually has to do math.
Can I pause it for a second? Pause it.
What?
So, five notebooks.
Five notebooks
okay.
cost $15.
That's six.
$15. $15.
Thank you.
How much do eight notebooks cost?
Would you go five and three or you go four and four? You went 5 and 3.
Yeah, 5 and 3. That's the way to do it. You got to go left to right. Count all five. All right. 1:30, starting now.
$24.
Good thing you gave him a
minute. Hell yeah, 30. Kyle. Good job, Kyle. He actually had to do divide. Math on
I was
that.
Getting confused. I thought you meant 15 notebooks cost $5.
Oh, no.
So then I was getting confused on that.
Dude, what a steal. That would have been. You know how many notebooks I would have bought?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. A lot. 8.
Still just need 8.
Still
that's
just
it.
8, dude. I don't know. Who needs more notebooks than 8? All right, off to science. Kyle, what state of matter has a definitive volume but no definitive shape?
Gas.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Liquid.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Liquid takes the shape of what it's in.
So does gas.
So does gas.
Yeah, but it's not.
So what's...
Okay. History. What was the name of the trade route that connected China to Europe?
I know it.
Back in the day.
Doesn't matter. You already passed.
Yeah, you did already pass.
I know.
Did already pass.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, cool.
Yes, he used to work for the company.
Nice.
And then, I forget what the backstory is. Damn it.
What?
There's like a backstory why Jack became a pirate. And he used to work for the company. And then they did something to him. And then he had to get Davy Jones to bring his... Oh! They burned the pearl. You know, the black pearl. It wasn't always black. It used to be a big, beautiful ship. But they burned it. And then he had to go to Davy Jones to get it to bring it back.
Davy Jones' locker.
When he brought it back, it was black. So then he went and, you know, down with the...
Guess who's back?
Corporation.
Back again.
Is it the main trail? Is it like...
Main, yeah.
Is it something like that?
Something like that.
I remember the name.
Okay.
East India Trading Company is the company.
Okay, we're looking for the road, though.
From China to...
The trade route.
From China to where?
Europe.
Europe. I don't know.
Is it the Golden Road?
Follow the yellow brick road.
The Silk Road is... Silk Road!
Hey! Oh! Nice! Silk Road. Nice.
I feel like I assisted you there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get the point, but I assisted you.
I thought it was from Egypt to Europe, but then, you know, Silk is made in China.
Geography. What is a narrow strip of land connecting two large areas of land called?
A bridge?
No. No, it's not a bridge.
Connecting
to two larger. Connects two larger strips of land.
Continental divide.
Begins with an I.
Island? No. Isosceles. Indigo.
Can you steal?
I don't think so.
It is an isthmus.
Oh, the isthmus.
The isthmus.
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 Nice.
Isthmus. Okay. Kyle, what type of sentence is this? I went to the store and I bought some apples. Is it A, simple, B, compound, or C, complex?
B.
Trick question. It's a run-on.
It is B, compound. Yay! All right. Kyle, I'm sorry to inform you.
I was close. I got 2.5.
You did not pass. Yeah, you got 2.5. You're right there, dude. Come back next year.
Is there anything I can do for extra credit?
If you get all 3 of the tiebreakers right.
Okay.
Name 3 of the 4 U.S. presidents who were assassinated.
Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
John F. Kennedy.
Yep.
Those are the easy ones.
Yep.
Those are the easy ones, yes. There's been...
There's 4 of these?
There's 4 of them, but you only need 3. You only need 1 more.
Oh.
Only lock in 1. That's it. I'll give you a hint on this one, because it is a hard question.
Go ahead.
This guy shares the name of a cat that a lot of people love.
Siamese.
No, a cartoon cat.
Garfield?
Yeah!
Yes! Nice, dude!
All right, I got one.
Nice!
Henry Garfield? Is it Henry? Gerald.
I think it's James.
James?
I don't know. Let's see, Garfield.
Which president was it?
It was the 20th. Yeah, 20th. Yeah, James. James Garfield. Thanks for coming, James. All right. During which
just
war?
Roosevelt was shot while campaigning for his third term.
Okay.
Oh, that's what
his speech manuscript and glasses case slowed the bullet, so he survived.
Oh, nice.
And then he gave his long, long speech after that.
God, what a drag.
He continued on. Pushed through.
During which war was the U.S. national anthem written? And who wrote it?
A lady made the flag.
Yeah.
Do you know who wrote it? Do you know which war? If you get one of these, I'll give it to you.
Start listing off the wars.
Revolutionary? World War One?
In the middle.
I'll give you two more guesses.
Civil War?
Brother against brother.
I don't know.
There's basically only one more war between that and the...
Cold War?
Oh. That's no, after. You went way further.
Oh, sorry.
It's after
World War II.
No.
Nope.
Before World War One.
Before Civil War, dude.
Well, I just started listing wars.
Yeah. Okay. So start listing names then, because you failed the first part.
George Washington.
No.
Betsy Ross.
She was the one.
Tate McRae. Right?
She made the flag.
Was that the same?
Start out with 13.
Take it up. Take it.
Okay, so the guy who wrote it was Francis Scott Key.
Oh.
And it was the War of 1812.
1914, we took a little trip.
What is the law of blah,
blah, blah, blah. Took a little bacon and we took a little and we caught the bloody British.
Hey. Song is playing.
Pay attention.
Oh, we fired our guns with the British.
Shut
the wasn't as many as it was a while ago. We fired once more and they began running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
What are you singing?
It's kind of a banger.
They ran through the branders and they ran through the bushes and they ran through the banners where the rabbits couldn't go. Whoop. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Whoop. Two,
what are you singing?
It's a song! The Battle of New Orleans!
Thank you.
Last question. Let me get through the last question. What is the law of conservation of mass?
What
is the law of conservation of mass?
Our buddy Al wrote it. Right?
I believe so.
Or is that
Oh, it might have been Newton.
I think it was Newton.
I think it was.
Johnny Thornton.
Cool.
That's who wrote the song.
Cool. We don't need to hear it.
I'm queuing it up.
We'll get copyrighted. So.
No, I don't. I think it's past the copyright date. Don't worry.
No, it is. It's if it's on YouTube, it can get copyrighted.
Yeah, Johnny Thornton. Hey, you want me to queue it up for you on the way home?
Not really.
No, for Chris, it's Johnny Horton. He sings good songs.
Oh no, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
You know Johnny Horton?
No, I don't know.
What was the question?
What is the law of conservation of mass?
Go to artist.
Matter.
North to Alaska.
Matter.
You know North
what happens
Alaska?
To matter? What happens to matter?
Do you know Johnny Reb? This guy's
what
good.
What happens to matter?
What are you doing?
Drew got his mic taken away. What happens to matter?
It changes. Change of matter.
Dude, you're so close. okay, dude. It changes. It changes. It changes, but what can't happen to it?
Disappear.
Come on.
The laws of matter.
No.
What? No.
Change of...
It...
Can't...
God! Matter...
What's the matter?
What's the matter with you?
Matter can... It changes.
As I was saying earlier, do not chop Buzz 30 Dot Story. This guy's a little asshole.
It cannot be...
Created.
Yes!
Destroyed.
Yes!
Come on!
That's all the time we got here today. Thanks for watching. Just
Kyle's mean to me. He